We got Chloe in the building, Kevion, stay tuned.
You are now tuned into Black Hollywood Lives. The beat.
How can you connect in an age where strangers, landlords, lovers, your own blood cells betray? What binds the fabric together when the raging, shifting winds of change keep ripping away?
And then make a stand.
And they ain't tell you gone enough. How we gonna pay? How we gonna pay? We're not gonna pay last year's rent.
We got a whole lot of money, but we can't pay rent, cause we can't buy a house in heaven yet.
M-O-N-E-Y, so Gaga for Rent. Shout out to Michael Corte. They performed last week at oh my god. Hello, the Soul.
The Soul Spot.
Thank you. The Soul Spot. So we got to get them in studio to talk about it because, I mean, this is a really dope compilation that they put together, basically mixing Lady Gaga and Rent. I mean, that's just like gay and hotness for me in my in my life. So I'm here.
I was
but thank you guys for welcome back to Black Hollywood Lives, the beat. Mr. Carter in the building.
You already know, though.
Hey, and we have two really special artists here in studio. We got Kevion.
What's good?
Yo, I just cannot get over the outfits, you guys. Like, this pink... Thank
you.
Denim ripped,
you know,
I'm gonna keep saying things like, "Well, you know what? Do you need to borrow it for red carpet one year?"
Yeah.
And then we got the beautiful Chloe in the building.
Hey guys, I'm Chloe.
Which I'm obsessed with your outfit. Like,
thank
you. She came in. She was like, "I'm gonna get snatched for the beat."
No, I was just like, "Hi, welcome."
Hey, right?
No,
all right. So we got some bomb videos today, and I'm super excited because you are going to be premiering a little snippet,
because
you're going to be releasing it this weekend, correct?
Yes. This Friday is the actual song release. And then this Sunday, I'm going to be releasing the video with it. So I'm so excited for everyone to see it.
And like the evolution of like seeing your what do we call it? The video,
like the visual EP.
The visual EP.
That's what people are calling it. Yeah.
From the visual EP to this record, like you can see so much growth.
It's crazy. No, and I definitely recorded those songs even. Well, because now I'm 16, so I recorded them when I was 15, and even. I think one of them was even when I was 14, so it's just kind of grown with me, and I'm just super excited to release something for everyone to hear.
Right. And Kev, what's going on with you? Because we got the twerk video, but what's about to happen at the top of this year?
Actually, what I'm doing right now, I just released my album called Evolution. So far, it's been off like three weeks, and so far it's on Spotify. I have over like 50,000 streams.
Nice.
So that's great. Also, I'm releasing another single actually today for you guys to play.
Hey.
Wow.
So we got some big things happening on today's show, right?
Are we going to get a visual soon?
So actually what I'm doing right now is I'm getting the whole choreography stuff together because I'm actually getting... I'm about to start going out and like doing like full shows, like 30 minute set shows. So I'm getting all that done. It's a whole bunch of stuff that's in the works pretty much right now. So definitely right now we're working on a video.
All right. So we're gonna get into you guys' music in a bit, so we're gonna go through some records and don't be shy. You know what I mean? Creative, constructive criticism, whatever we think about it. If we love it, we're going to, blast it, all
that. These are just tons of any records, random records.
They're going to be random for y'all.
Okay. All right. Going to be honest, though. Yeah?
All right, let's do this.
The first one, right. Her name is Sabrina Claudio. She dropped this double visual, but this one, this isn't it. This is 1111, and I just found him actually this morning, and I was like, wait a minute, where have you been all my life?
Really?
The song is called Wanna Do. Take a look.
I like the name.
Queen be like, oh, of course you got a white girl in the video.
And then she gonna say you was high when you was watching this too.
But I wasn't, because I was here.
You tell me that you love him, but you don't really trust him.
You only make assumptions.
The OVO or XO.
Yep, that's what it gives me. He's one of them.
So what you wanna do?
He give me XO more than he give me OVO vibes, though.
Especially with the name 1111.
I like the colors.
Done.
1111, want to do. You're feeling it?
I like him, no, for sure.
You know, definitely the video is popping.
I love the animation.
Like the effects. Yeah,
that's animation. Super huge. Bruno just did, for That's What I Like, he did something like that.
Yeah.
And that's like huge right now.
And what's
he's dope. He's super dope.
And what's really cool is like, this isn't, like, he obviously invested in a good camera, but I mean,
Simple video concept. We know it's a red camera.
It's a simple video concept. Yeah.
But it's the animation adds that extra element
for sure.
To it.
And the lighting and the mood. It's
yeah,
dope.
Sometimes
it's
waves, going, yeah. Sometimes going simple, like, it's obviously it works out. So I mean, this just shows that certain videos doesn't need to have like all that production going on. Like, so definitely give him a thumbs up. Definitely.
Oh yeah, that's a thumbs up.
Starting out in this industry for you guys, what was it like? Kind of putting together the pieces. I mean, as far as like wanting to put your first visual together, how did that kind of come about, Kevin?
Well, me. Actually, first, I wasn't even intended to do music. I've always been in music, like, behind the scenes and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I even went to school to get my master's in the music industry administration. So with me, what happened was randomly I was playing around making a song with one of my friends, and it actually sounded pretty dope. So from there on, I went ahead and just the stuff that I learned in school, I just used that and just trial and error with all my stuff that I had going on. So definitely my first visual actually did that kind of like myself, like me and my choreographers and stuff like that and my dancers. So it turned out pretty well. But this go around with this new project that I'm doing, definitely like the quality and everything is going to be like top notch. So yeah, that's how my journey's been with doing my music and
putting the visual
together.
All right.
Chloe?
For me, more of the visual side of it is super important because I'm very detail-oriented. So when it came to my first video, I wanted to do something for the EP because I was originally going to release it at the time. And I wanted it to kind of showcase, you know, me as well as my music. So I was kind of just taking it into consideration, and then my manager actually said, well, why don't we do like a Beyonce type of thing, kind of compile the songs and make a cool track, and then you can do kind of different versions and sides of it, which I was like, shoot, like, that's dope. So then we just kind of went step by step choosing our kind of ideas for the overall concept of the video, so...
I love it, and such a great tone to it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So now, here she is. Her name is Sabrina Claudio, and I found her on Apple Music, and I, like, literally, like, just her voice to me is, like, my every morning I wake up, and when I walk my little dog, Rex, her voice just takes me on a whole new world. Here
Rex
it is.
Rex is like, thank you.
Rex is like, thank you for listening so I can run off and do what I need to be doing.
He's distracted.
So here it is. The song's called Too Much.
Okay. I like that intro.
You're going about this all the wrong way, and I can't figure out what you wanna say. Help me understand your love. Every day you got a different excuse for why you can't just come and tell me the truth. Tell me you do, tell me you don't.
Now wait, cause it's gonna flip. She gonna flip it.
I can't take it.
You're a flower in the garden that I take advantage of. Endlessly admiring every aspect of my nature.
Sabrina Claudio. It's a double back-to-back, so Tell Me and Too Much. So she took two songs, videos, and put them into one. What are we thinking?
She killed it.
Yo.
She's like
good.
Almost like Kehlani, you know, like she almost has like
yeah,
that type of,
me of that too, yeah.
You know, more of that like.
Nah, she got a one up on Kehlani.
You feel?
It's
day.
Almost like okay. I don't even want to like. I'm not,
I love.
I'm
so here for Kehlani, but man,
Sade or anything. But like, she gives me like that wispiness of. I hate using Sade because it's not, but like that wispiness,
but like
that
a modern,
she can take me there too. Yeah, like
maybe
you know.
A modern.
No, yeah, she's next level. She's super good.
Yeah.
I'm into it. In the videos,
I'm here for
and
her.
It's so cool.
Like, yeah, it's
do you know
just
how long
a,
she's been out.
I don't know a while actually because she has a few albums, but
oh, she has a few
man.
Albums.
I hate to be behind on you know artists that I just come up.
But
on.
She's really just starting to pop up. This like last project is really pushing.
Really,
her. Yeah.
Good. I'm gonna get into her. Nice.
All right, now next. So I am. Interviewed this guy over at Dash Radio, and his name is Shaw Smoke.
Okay.
Now he is a hip hop artist, but he's working with this producer Sleep now, and Sleep has worked with, I mean, just some of the big, like he produced "Meet Me Halfway" by the Black Eyed Peas.
Okay.
So mixing their sounds together, like this song is dope, but like the stuff he's about to drop,
inspire.
Like I just. You know, there are very
you're
few
ready.
Actual rap artists who come in here and make me move and feel some sort of
no,
way.
Yeah.
And he's, like, the evolution from this video to what we're about to get is just crazy. So here's Shaw Smoke, and the song is called City Boy. Mm. And check out the sample from this. Shaw Smoke, City Boy. The simpler sound, simpler music. Let me see if I can pull it up, because I just really like, there's this one song that he's about to drop off this Almost Famous. Can we shut that up? I'm going to play this little track real quick. It's called You Know Bless Up. Listen to the instrumental. The beat, though, in this is just candy to my ear.
Right now. I'm the type of nigga that'll fuck her, then I make her famous. I'm the type of nigga niggas fuck with, though I speak the language. I'm the one that really put the work in, yeah, I don't know the half. Nigga, I'ma chase the bag, I can do the math. I'ma throw a slab, grab him by the pound, I'ma bust him down, hit the streets running, move them shits around, do it for my town.
But that song's not out yet, so we can't go on. But yeah, okay. He's about to drop some stuff beauty. That's really dope.
That's fire.
A cool turn up song.
You know what I'm saying? A little Almost Famous. For you guys, what do you do? How do you kind of go about finding the beats, the instrumentals for you? How's that work, Chloe?
Mine's all. I kind of like to listen to the artists that are kind of I'm feeling right now. You know what I mean? They're vibing. I'm listening to them. You know, I kind of like to. say, oh, I like the bass in this one, and I like the guitar in this one, and I like certain aspects in each song. And I kind of like to compile it, and I personally don't play instruments, so I have a producer who's super dope. His name's Drew Scott, and he's so...
Wait, Drew Scott?
Yeah.
Love Drew Scott. Drewski.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We love Drew. Hi, Drew.
Shout out to Drew.
Hey, Drew. No, but he's always on the same page as I am, and he's so, so good at understanding my vibe, because I feel like we're on kind of the same level, you know, and we always, yeah, exactly, we always feel each other, so he's a huge help in my tracks and catching the vision and my vibe, so I love Drew, yeah.
Yeah, typically with me, when I, as far as beats wise, before I write my songs, I typically just try to come up with the concept of, like, what type of feel I want to give from this particular song. Once when I come up with that, then I go ahead and either I browse for beats, or I have actually a producer. Her name is Jamie. She produced damn near all of my songs on my my EP album that's out right now. Typically, I just listen to different beats, and if it gives me that type of feel that I'm looking for, then I usually go with it. Or I'll just give, like, reference something like, hey, like, I want it to be turned up. Like, and she'll ask, like, okay, what type of turn up you want? And then I'll just, like, reference a song, like, this type of turn up.
Mm-hmm.
So just go, and then she'll make a beat, like, around that. That gives you that same type of feel.
Now, I've been working with an artist recently, and one thing that I've started to notice that I'm assuming all artists probably go through this is that she'll get all these beats, right? And then she works on them, and it's, like, a couple of them are, like, the songs are, like, basically the same song. Just a little, you know, they each have their own element. You kind of, how do you guys narrow it down to picking what's going to actually be on the EP?
For me, that's actually the hardest part, because I write so often, and I like to constantly keep refreshing it. You know, I don't want anything to be dated. Just keep it going. So it's really hard to make sure that it's new and that it's something that people would vibe with, because, you know, it's your own stuff. You're right. Down with it, obviously. You know, you're proud of it. You want to release it. But it's all about who, what, where, why, you know, like who's going to be down with it, too. So you really have to take in consideration of what's going on musically now, and as well as, like, what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, the biggest thing, like, what you want to tell people. I think it's huge.
Well, you're typically with me, when I write my music, what's kind of strange is typically I write my music, or I'm most creative when I'm driving. Okay. So
let's say when I'm drunk, I'm like, me too.
You're like, relatable.
Yeah, no, you know,
twinning!
Because, yeah, you know, living in L.A., you know, traffic is horrible.
Bruh.
So typically what I do is let's just say if I like a beat, I'll have the producer send it to me, and I'll just, as I'm sitting in traffic, I'll listen to the beat and just freestyle and be like, that sounded nice. And then...
Do you record yourself when you freestyle too? Because
voice memos on the iPhone. Yes,
right. That is the best thing ever made. Thank you, whoever did that. Right.
So definitely, that's what I do. I mean, in the car, just create something like, that sounds nice. Shoot it on the voice memo, and then just put it all together once when I get to the studio, or before I get to the studio. So it just depends on, like I said, what that song gives, that beat gives, like makes me feel at the moment.
All right. So this next artist, I found scrolling on Instagram. Shout out to Mr. Smith. She's from the UK, and this is a freestyle, though. And this is another thing I'm starting to notice. People put, like, a mini project out, but then they have these, like, little, like, freestyle promo videos. Maybe it's more of a UK thing, because Nadia Rose did something very similar to this. But this song, the message in this song, her tone, her voice, like, hi, I love the 90s. Thank you.
And this is a freestyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, she calling it. I don't know if she's like, I think it's like a written freestyle.
How many times?
Right. I don't know if it's like a Danny Devastation freestyle. But it don't even matter, because this song is everything. The song is called Patience, and her name is Ray Black. Take a look.
Okay.
Okay, I like this beat though.
Right. Oh, you're right. Not ready.
What's up with all the new faces? These days everybody wanna be famous. Don't wanna study, wanna make it on the A-list. They swap their dignity for hits, ain't got no patience. Cause everybody wants a portion of the devil's pie without caution. Don't know it's gonna cost a fortune to sell your soul. They're running just to get in first place. I'm walking, going at my own pace. I'm great, they say. Slow and steady wins the race. Ain't rode the bus but trying to fly. They're fading like balloons in the sky. I'm flying, waiting for my payday. Baby, don't lose your pride, cause you're deprived. This career suicide to sign without your mind. Then they monopolize your enterprise and leave you paralyzed. Ha, be on your grind and take your time. Pay no mind to the dollar sign. Don't let the moolah make you blind, or you will find your name on the guest list. A house
Ray
on a
Black
necklace.
Patience.
Well known and respected.
All right, Miss Carr, what do you think about this?
I'm like, first off, I didn't know she was finna sing. Like, that was already a lituation all day. And yo, she got flow. Like, I'm like flow. I, you know, like, to be honest, y'all, like, she giving me Lauryn Hill vibes. Like, I'm just keeping
she
100.
It.
Like, she's got it.
And I feel like definitely what she's speaking on is definitely the truth as well. Because a lot of people a lot of artists that go into the game and try to make it, like, sometimes, like, you end up losing yourself sometimes because, I mean, people are so desperate to be famous or try to be famous. So definitely the message that she has coming across on this is definitely cool, too.
Because Lauryn had that message. You know?
Yo, and here's the other thing. I can't wait to go to a Lauryn Hill concert. I'm going to go 2 hours late so that way I show up
yeah,
when
no.
she does.
I went to go see her. I went to go see her in Vegas, and she came, like, 2 to 3 hours late.
But it was worth it, though.
I mean, it was worth it.
What I saw online.
That's borderline rude.
Oh, no.
But tell me this, though. What happened between the time she was late? Like, were there feelings? Like, what took place?
People was leaving.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't have. Who's going to call to come on stage?
Wait, so you mean to tell me y'all just had to, like, just be there?
You just sat there for 2 hours?
I went out and came back and stuff and went to the car and stuff. But, I mean, especially in Vegas, like, it's time to turn up. Wow. So, I mean, if you're going to a concert, like, you need to be on time. However, I mean, her concert was great when she came on.
Like, I didn't expect for her to be able to still carry. And, like, I watched this whole, like, online concert. Someone had recorded the concert. I was like, oh, this bitch really, like, I would be feeling Jesus in my spirit.
Yeah,
like,
no.
At a Lauryn Hill concert in 2017. Like, and I kind of had felt, because I saw her in Brooklyn, like, maybe, I mean, like, we're pushing, like, 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, when she was really going through some rough times, and it was not cute. But she done picked it up. So you enjoyed, did you stay through the whole?
Yeah, I stayed for the whole performance. It was great.
Did she apologize at all?
I mean, she did, but I mean,
I could have been turning up.
When it comes to performing and everything, I mean, sometimes you can run into difficulties and stuff, and you want to make sure that's your own point, so you can give your fans what they need, because you don't want to go on there and be half-assed neither. So, it takes 2 hours to get yourself together like that. But, I mean, the concert was great. She did great. Just be on time next time. Please.
Don't do that again.
Man.
All right. Last but not least, we have this guy, Jose James. Now, you've been a fan of this guy for a minute.
Man, like, and I'm really digging his kind of change in genre a little bit, because he's more so like neo, so I mean like real neo, so this is kind of more into, I want to say, a little poppy, just a little bit, but he still
visually
has
I
that.
Wasn't expecting him to give me what we're about to
man
do.
And I've been like,
I don't know
peeping his Instagram stories, like his photo shoots and stuff. He's been on like
really?
Peep. Y'all gotta peep.
Alright, so the song is called Always There. Take a look.
Got me thinking about you night and day. Tokyo, New York, LA. I'm tired of running all these different games. Now that I found you, I'm here to say.
It gives me that Chris Brown video.
Be around like you do. And that's why I can count on you over and over, forever and ever. You are always there for me. Girl, you know you're here for me. You already know it's that you're holding me about you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. It's not my business what you had with him.
Hey,
I've done the same. Probably do it again.
Jose James always there.
I want to know what his real core fans who have been sticking with him since he, like I said, been doing Neo Soul. What are they thinking about him doing this like trap pop sound now? Like, I really want to know how they feel.
It's interesting. So let me know what you guys think about this. So I was talking to an artist, I'll leave unnamed, who is at heart an amazing writer.
Okay.
And a great vocalist as well. And so they were saying they do two totally different types of genres. One's more pop trap, and the other one is like this Evanescence kind of rock sound. It goes two totally different ways. And we were talking about the industry, and they were saying that, you know, when I was doing the two different types of music, my fans couldn't really like understand or relate to like who is this person.
Yeah.
So they were like, so I pulled back on the pop trap stuff so I could focus on the rock and start with that and build forward. And I started thinking about it, I was like, you know what? Maybe that's what kind of is going on with Lady Gaga, because I feel like Lady Gaga's the opposite. She came up with this pop stuff, right? And we were all into it. And then it was like, okay, wait, why is she singing with, like, Frank Sinatra and, like,
and, like,
Tony
where
Bennett?
Did she go? Like
yeah. Where did,
where
this
did she go?
I mean, I think what a lot of artists do, or let's just say even the artists that, like, Lady Gaga's, I feel like first they make music that is
gets
trendy at that point. Pop. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, that's real trendy at the point to the fact once when they go ahead and they build their loyal fans, then they go back to what they actually really wanted to do at the end of the day. Like, you could say, let's just say Nicki Minaj. Like, I mean, at first when she started off, she started doing her, like, the rap, but then she ended up switching it up and doing the wigs and doing the pop, like, type of rap songs. And then now you see, like, after she's done all that, like, now
she's
back regular, just no color wigs, no nothing like that. She's just regular now. So I feel like once when in the beginning, they put something out there that's more universal, and then as they gain their loyal fans, then they get back to like what they initially really wanted.
But would
to
you
do.
Say that's necessary in today? Difference being when Nicki first came out, technology was still kind of like the internet wasn't really as popping as it is now,
right.
And like artists can literally like I'm just will never stop shutting B. Slade out for the fact that he shot an entire music video on his phone,
and it was
and
beautiful.
It was like I was
oh
like.
God.
Red carry, like, no, it's an iPhone 7. I was like,
lit, man.
You know, so it was interesting to hear this artist. I mean, do you think that we're still in a place where it's like, okay, you gotta put out the, you know, you gotta sell to the public still? Do you think that, like, moving forward with the way that independent music is kind of going? What would you guys say?
I feel like it's all about, well, now in this day and age, I feel like everybody kind of does whatever they want, you know? So, if it were me personally, I kind of just say, do your, you know, like, feel your vibe, do your music, do what you like to listen to and what you think's cool. Like, don't do what'll just sell. You know what I mean? Have some, I think that's where there's always, like, a disconnect with some artists because, you know, you see, like, even Lady Gaga, you know, she did the whole thing, like, high heels, crazy wigs, the whole thing, and now she's
meat
suits. She's almost and now she's almost like country, and it's
right,
and it's like that's crazy, you know, like, and
it's
great, and
you
that's
can do all
yeah
that.
And that's dope, and that shows that she's such an amazing artist, you know, and I feel like you shouldn't be afraid to show that, but I feel like you should just go out with what you want to say, you know, go out with that genre that you love, and if you get bored of it, you get bored of it. be a country artist, you know?
Or, I will give her that, is that she is fearless.
She did it.
In everything that she does.
No, for sure. Like, she came out in meat. Like, she probably smelled crazy.
Right, like, man.
All the best, but never, because I can just imagine the people sitting around her.
People
like,
are probably like, what?
Yeah, but even, can I get E. coli what is from this?
She's probably touching it, right?
Right, right. But even, like, Beyonce, like, on her album, like, she did, like, a kind of like a rockish type of song and then, like, a country song. Mm. So I feel like, as an independent artist, I feel like sometimes it is. I mean, if you like two different types of music, sometimes it's good to release both, because sometimes also that open up doors for you to perform at different places, different venues,
but
to be able to
to
be able to affect to gain more fans and affect
large
more people. Yeah,
so that's what I loved about Beyonce, though. Not to really compare the two, but I love that Beyonce put an album out where she touched everything.
And
like, you still got Beyonce.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
Where I felt like, personally, because I'm a huge Lady Gaga fan, with this last album, we didn't really get Gaga that we've been waiting for.
Because
we've had, like, the Tony Bennett. I mean, I like Ayo. There's
a
couple.
Question marks.
There are some good songs on there, but they give me, it's like, okay, girl, oh, so we're just going to do the generation thing. Like,
yeah, no, that's very true. And Beyonce, that's why she's such an amazing artist, because she makes it work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And she still can pull it off, but still comes back to the whole, you know, she does it live, she'll do it live, she'll sing, and it still all looks cohesive, it feels cohesive,
right.
know, it there's a common thread between all of it, so she's just such an amazing artist in that way, like I said, because she just does it. I think she's just, she doesn't care, you know what I mean?
She's like I'm a Virgo, I can do what
exactly right now. She's like, if I want to do a country song on this album, I'm gonna do it, and if I want to sing a ballad, I'm gonna do it. Like,
one called the Dixie Chick, I'm gonna resurrect their career. Okay.
I mean, but nowadays,
right?
Since Beyonce is Beyonce, I feel like no matter what she puts out, it's gonna be like hot no matter what. So
that's true.
She could just put out a happy birthday song and people be like, yes, that was fire.
Her voice is crazy though.
So I feel like that's the whole point with your last question that you asked. Like, it's all about building up to get your loyal fans. So when you do want to, like, try something out the box that you've never tried, like,
your loyal
still,
fans will still fuck
you're
with
gonna,
you.
They're still
no,
so
but that's
why
true.
Nikki didn't have to really respond to Remy. Because
right, I mean,
she's like, I got my fan base. Like, I'm
yeah, I mean,
she's
I,
just like,
I,
LOL.
Yeah.
That's funny. Right? No.
All right. Kevion, let's talk about it. So the album is called Evolution.
Right. Right.
Hey, oh, you was about to sing?
I got excited.
All right. Why? Well, first, actually, let's play the video before Evolution. Why'd you just do this, Ian? Were you going to tell me something?
Let's not. That's not on that song, the video.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing which video are you playing?
Twerk Song. No.
No.
Okay. We don't want to play that?
No.
All right. Let's talk about Evolution.
Yes.
All right. And we're going to play two songs because this is what you sent me. We brought I Be On That and Bring It Back.
Yes.
But tell me why the name Evolution. Where did you, what is this?
So I named it Evolution because if you listen to each song, is I'm giving you something different, like a different side of me. So the other question that you asked, as far as like doing different genres and stuff like that, when you listen to my album, it's just very relatable. Like when you listen to the songs, like, by listening to the whole album, you're going to at least walk away from that situation, at least like in one song. So I named it Evolution because it's just different stages and stuff I go through or I put myself in to make different styles and types of music. So this project is definitely a project that I'm very proud of.
Who are some of your influences that have kind of crafted you as an artist?
I say Drake, definitely. Also Nicki Minaj, because I just feel like, let's say with Drake, like, to me, like, in my eyes, he's the first rapper that actually came out that actually was singing, too. Like, I mean, he's not giving you vocals, but, I mean, he's giving you some couple oohs
melody,
and ahs.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it works. And I'm pretty sure him first coming out doing that, he got a lot of backlash from, from rappers who typically go the regular way. So definitely, that Drake definitely inspires me because it makes me it's just influenced me to think outside of the box and do stuff that don't limit myself because I feel like when you look at a lot of black artists or just your typical black artist, a lot of times we get put in a box where it's just like either you have to rap or you have to be an R&B artist.
Mm-hmm.
But in my situation, I don't want to stick to that. Like, I want to do music that I love to make. And it so happened to be pop, hip-hop, and R&B. So each song on my track definitely gives you a different feel and a different type of genre.
Who are some people that you would like to work with in the future?
I would definitely say Drake, but definitely Nicki Minaj, because she definitely adds that animation.
Mm-hmm.
And every feature that she does, it pops. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. She takes it. No.
Nicki Minaj, if you're watching,
hey, yeah.
Let me get on the song, please.
All right, so let's play I Be On That. So tell us where this song is.
I Be On That, actually, well, we're releasing it. You're hearing it first here. I haven't released it yet. But thank Black you for the Hollywood yes. So this song is about... You know, when you're prepping, you're getting ready to go out to the club, and you're just letting yourself know, like, look, tonight I'm going to turn up. I'm going to probably take someone chick. Oh. Or, you know, I mean, I probably might not go home.
He said, I ain't looking for the single ones.
He's like,
right. I probably might not go home, go to my own home tonight. So it's all about a song just by, like, just having fun. And, yeah,
good
let's
time.
Listen to it.
All right, let's take a listen. I'm through beat.
Tell me, did you see that? You see that? How she walked through, met you killing after all of the girls in the place tonight. Shawty the only one that caught my eye. I dropped her and it's a big list, cause she with me, anything good. I'm spinning after all of the girls in the place tonight. Shawty the only one that gets me high.
Good mixing and mastering too.
Bad bitch, stand up.
Thank you.
Don't put your hands up. Tell your niggas the losing game.
Oh, it'd just be a mess in the club.
I be on that bullshit. I be on that bullshit. I be on that bullshit.
Oh, we all be on that bullshit?
All right.
I be on that bullshit. I be on that bullshit.
Hey.
I be on that bullshit. I be on that bullshit. Now we at the hotel.
This is Summer Jam, bro.
It's that turn. It definitely makes
true.
You want to twerk.
Yeah, we need a video for this.
For sure.
Hey, clap.
And your choreography's good too, yeah?
Yeah, no, definitely. So I'm in between doing a video to either this song or my other turn up song that actually sent you as well. So,
so tell us about this other one.
So the other song is
Bring
called
Back.
Bring It Back. So it's kind of like another version of I Be On That Bullshit song. It's just, I just love making, like, just turn up music because I feel like no matter what things you go through in the world, such as, like, or things that stress you out, such as bills, relationships and everything, I feel like the only time you're in a space where you're not really thinking about all of that is like when you're turning up, when you go into
you're
the club.
Having fun, yeah.
So I'm just, my mission is like, if I can make music that people could at least live in a moment and forget all of their troubles that they're going through just for that one moment, like, then I've done my job. So this other song is another song that's going to make you want to, you know, twerk and turn up. And I'm actually rapping on this song and, like, doing, like,
shoot.
A little, like, giving you that little oohs and ahs, like, singing-wise a little bit.
Yeah.
Bring it back now.
Wait.
I was like.
That was, this is the live.
Honey, this one you sent
I was going to perform this live.
Oh. Okay.
But actually.
You want to give us a little freestyle right here?
Yeah, go ahead and.
Yeah, come on.
You want me to rewind
yeah,
it back?
You can play it again.
Okay, look
so
at this.
This is called
Bring It Back. Performance in studio, y'all.
In studio, y'all. Let's
Here we go. Yo, grab that kitty. I ain't talking about Donald Trump. Master P, make it say, best neck, I want that giraffe. You hear me? Let me freak, I ain't got a little dicky. Now it's all eyes on you, yeah, it's all eyes on you. Ain't got the clue yet, I'm feeling you too. I told her, you want that bread? Come and get a slice. Take a chance with the player, baby, roll a dice. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We gon' have fun tonight. I told her, ooh, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We gon' have fun tonight. She got me like,
bring it back, bring it, bring it, bring it back.
I see your girlfriend looking at me, ooh.
Bring it back, bring it, bring it, bring it back.
Better watch your girl before I take your chick. Ooh. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh. Don't watch me, better watch you. The power and the passion like Tommy and Holly. Got your body sweating. Oh, this is like body contact, we ain't playing the hockey. Hey, I like the sloppy and toppy. Whoa, side language, watch where my hands go. Treat you like a beat, just go with the flow. Let me ease in it, promise I'ma go slow. I'm the master at this art like Van Gogh. So, TikTok, stop. Shake it like a sauce, shake to make that thing drop. Now drop it, drop it, drop it, girl, like a bad habit. And bring it back up, damn, baby, you a classic. So, let me know what's good. Let me know, let's go to my hood. Get while like it's your birthday. I want your body in the worst way. So let's get it, get it. Bring it back, bring it, bring it, bring it back. I see a girlfriend looking at me, ooh. Bring it, bring it, bring it back. Better watch your girl before I take your chick. This is my favorite part coming up. Oh yeah, 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 ooh. Bring it, bring it, bring it back. Let's do this. Alright, okay. Drop it down. On me. Alright. Okay. One, two, three, let's get it. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Girl, drop it low. Yeah, 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 yeah. Keep it right there. Look back at it. Don't stop. Hey, I told her, tick tock, stop. Shake it like a sauce, shake to make that thing drop. Now drop it, drop it, drop it, girl, like a bad habit. And bring it back up, damn, baby, you a classic. So, let me know what's good. Let me know, let's go to my hood. Get wild like it's your birthday. I want your body in the worst way. So let's get it, get it. Bring it back, bring it, bring it, bring it back. I see your girlfriend looking at me, ooh. Bring it, bring it, bring it back. Better watch your girl before I take your chick.
Kevion, bring it back. Yo, that was everything.
Yes,
yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Shout out to Steve for the lights in here.
Yeah, I was like, we're always, always.
Thank you so much.
Always. Hey, okay. I'm with it.
Right. You might have to do a video to that one.
Yeah. That's, I'm feeling that one.
Yeah.
That's a vibe for sure.
Actually,
yeah, for sure.
I actually saw the live performance of you doing that song. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, we actually performed at the W Hotel in Hollywood. So definitely, that was my first time performing a song. And definitely the feedback that I got, or just looking at the audience, like I just saw they was really like feeling it. Mm-hmm. So definitely,
yeah, that might be the one, yo.
I love making turn up music. But
clearly,
if you're not the type where you like where you listen to turn up music, there's also other songs on my. Like I have like an EDM type of a song, which is called Turn It Up. So, like I said, there's different types of turn-ups on this album. And I actually do have a slow song, too, mm-hmm. Like a ballad type of song, too. It's called Get It Together. So definitely this is a album that is worth, buying it. And it's on iTunes, Spotify, and Tidal. So it's everywhere. So there's no
get
excuse
it.
To not get it.
All right. Now, where can everyone follow you and keep in contact?
So, I'm on everything. So, just type in Kevion, which is K-E-V-I, sorry, Y-O-N. Kevion, yeah, I'm on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, everything.
Or that, believe that. Boom, Chloe. All right, we got a big weekend coming up.
I know, this weekend's crazy.
So now, Chloe, where did you grow up?
I'm born and raised in Whittier, California. So I've always lived in L.A., always been back and forth.
And
so.
Who were some of your influences musically growing up?
I would have to say one of my biggest influences is Rihanna. I've always loved her vibe. I remember watching her music videos when I was like 7.
Favorite Rihanna music video?
Of all time? Oh my gosh.
She got so fucking mini.
I know, right?
Like every damn song.
Love on the Brain, though, is crazy.
Yeah.
That song is, and Stay is like so beautiful, like visually.
And
she
I wasn't
just
expecting
insane.
It from her either, too.
Right? No, and that's why she's so, when she came, everything she does, I'm so down with. So she's a huge influence musically, I would say.
Okay. Now, for you, you were kind of talking about like picking and choosing different songs. So now you have this video called Wrong Side of Love.
Yes.
Now, where does this song fit as far as musically, as far as what you're working on as a project?
I would say this song is kind of more of a. I wanted it to be kind of a single because I'm really I feel that it has a different vibe, so I wanted it to kind of stand alone. You know, I wanted it to have something different, you know, that people could remember and keep it as a single, and just to see the feedback on it, you know, how people are feeling, how people like it, you know, what the vibe is. It's kind of more of like a, just to see how people are doing, how we're taking, like how they're teaser. Taking it. No, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of the song. Yeah, I've come a long way from it. So it's, I'm very excited to finally release something.
And
so.
Visually, where did the concept kind of come from? And why did you want to go this direction with the black and
funny.
The white?
It's funny. I actually wrote the entire thing.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
I,
okay.
I'm very that's detail gift, oriented. So yes.
What's your sign?
I'm a Capricorn.
Hey, no! When's your birthday?
December 28th.
I'm a January 6th. Y'all.
There we go. Capricorn. Hey. No, right? Yeah. I'm a Capricorn, so I don't know if that does anything. But for the visual, I wanted it to be something you haven't really seen yet. I really searched black and white and different vibes, kind of more of the older stuff, Michael's old stuff, you know, the new stuff, Beyonce stuff, everything. And I really kind of narrowed it down to the things I liked. I'm very into the whole black and white vibe. I feel that. I think it has a cool look. And I feel like it's very me, you know. I like to have that mystery of the black and white. So I thought that would be a super cool touch to the video.
And vocally, I feel like you played with your voice a little bit differently than we heard in
for
the first
EP. I feel like it's gotten, vocally, I feel like I've gotten a lot stronger. I've learned a lot, and I've kind of started to understand my voice on its own, what I'm capable of, what I shouldn't do. So I think I've definitely narrowed it down and found a better spot for myself, and I'm just more comfortable in that now.
Right. And listening to this song, because I saw the whole video, I definitely see the DJs, the trap DJs, EDM DJs taking this and being like, all right,
thank you.
Yep, and mixing it all up and putting it at some of these festivals.
Well, I'm excited to hear.
Yes, let's take a listen. This is Wrong Side of Love by Chloe.
I was so mad, but you didn't even care cause you liked that. Thoughts in my head turning so bad. Now I'm tossing and turning all night on this mattress, yeah. You keep on loving these girls, but they won't give you their whole world. Snapping in DM for thirst, when you told me I was your girl. Lately you've been on my mind. Those texts in your sweatshirts. I know I didn't come first. One day you'll get what you deserve. Guess I woke up on the wrong side of love.
Okay.
Hey, Chloe, Wrong Side of Love. We can't give you too much because you're going to have to go onto Vivo and YouTube this weekend. but we're going to play a little bit from something else. So I love it. I just love, first of all, the costuming in this is everything. Like,
my mom is
stop
crazy.
It.
No, my
the
mom is like.
The white top with the oof.
Thank you. No, my mom, she has, she's been like a huge, she used to do events and she. She's a huge designer, so she's super, super creative and awesome. So
and with the black and white, it gives like this Victorian kind of.
That's what
feel.
I really wanted to give you, like different looks and vibes. That's what when we were planning everything out, going through each scene, she was like, "What if we did something, you know, that nobody's done, like more of a Victorian older era, and kind of, you know, brought it back with the high boots and the corset, you know, so." Yeah, it was amazing. She's super dope.
And I saw you performed this song at a marathon.
The NYC Marathon.
I was like, okay, you was good. I was dying at the people going by. They was recording. I was like, you better sing in front of all them people.
No, it was, that was an amazing experience. I flew out to New York because I actually know my A&R guy is from New York, so it's super convenient, and he has tons of contacts there, so I got to work with some great people, and it was just a great experience for an awesome cause. It was super fun to do. So,
All right, now Teddy Andreas.
Teddy Andreas, yes.
How did he come into your life?
He was, okay, so my manager actually knows him very well, and he was kind of going and doing different stuff and different music. He's a very hip-hop oriented rapper, so my when I reached out to him, because he was like, I really think the song would be dope with a feature. I was like, okay.
Which it does, because we played a little clip of it, but at the beginning you hear him come in on it, and like,
yeah,
it adds a totally different kind of tone.
It's a totally different vibe. So when we brought him in, he's from Houston, and he's living here, and he just totally, like what you said with Nikki, like he just totally brought the song to life. It's a different vibe, but I feel it. I think it flows well, and I think he's a super, super awesome rapper. He wrote the verse, like, in no time. So talented. So it was super fun to have him on it.
Now, you guys performing this on Sunday?
Yeah, yes, we are. He's trying to make it back right now. He's actually in Houston, but if he'll be here, he may.
Well,
yeah,
that's South by Southwest vibes down there.
Right.
May hop on the stage with you.
Wait, where are you performing at on Sunday?
On Sunday, I have a video release party. So
at the London Hotel.
London. Okay. Yeah. So I'm very excited for that as well. They're going to be showing the video, and I'm also going to be performing live. It's hosted by Ruba. So
love him.
Right.
Okay. As far as like dancing, singing, like has dancing always been an element in your life, or is it something like as you've kind of grown as an artist, like, okay, now I need to keep up with these?
that's funny you say that, actually. Going into it, I really was actually struggling with what type of artist I wanted to be. I loved the Ed Sheeran and the Sam Smith, and I was like, this is so cool. Like, they can just sit down and play and sing, and it just sounds so beautiful and perfect. But I also loved, like, I felt that I could do that. So I wanted to do something I couldn't really do at the time. Choreography has never been something I'm, like, afraid of, but I definitely wouldn't say it's, like, my strong suit. So
I was with it when we were saying.
Yeah, you got it.
He was hitting it.
For sure. I've come a long way, you know, and I'm working with Tori Nelson and Kira Harper, and they're huge, huge helps in that area for me. So I feel like it's more of a challenge, but challenge that I'm willing to take. Hey. So
now we're focused on the single right now.
Right now, yes.
Are you behind the scenes working on another project? What's?
I'm always writing and recording, always just trying to keep it fresh and just kind of... I love to write, you know. I'm a songwriter first, so I think it's really good to just constantly keep it going, and you know, you're always going through things, even if it's something small, like, why not write about it, you know? So I'm definitely working on some stuff, also wanting to release my EP toward kind of summertime, beginning of next school year. So
do you have a title for it at all, or are we still planning
for that? For the EP No, you're good. For the EP, I did the visual, too. So I'm calling it For the Love. So okay. That's going to be out in a couple months after the single.
And I want to play just a little bit from it.
Okay.
Steven, we're going to play the audio, I guess. If we could pull up Chloe For the Love visual EP. Yep. This is a little audio from it. And again, you just have this, like, dope, vintage-y look. Nope, YouTube. You have this, like...
That black and white vibe.
Well, this one's more sepia.
Right?
Is that kind of the brand that we want to... Because you give me, like, this little baby doll. Like, I just live...
A little doll.
Okay, is that... I meant that in, like...
No, that's good. Okay.
No, because I'm from Boston, so me and my family would be shading each other, and we don't even be knowing. I'd be talking to people in shade. Like, I'm like, oh, no, love.
No, you're totally good. No, I'm just kind of trying to keep it real. It's... all the clothes and all the styling and all the sound is, like, super true to who I am, I feel. So
and
I think
your mom
that
did this one, too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's,
all right, Mama. You better.
She's really, right. Really good. So
awesome. All right. Sure. So let's take a quick look at Chloe For the Love visual EP.
At the time, the thought of loving you was all that mattered. You've created a storm.
I'm just saying it took two albums for Taylor Swift to get this kind of visual.
Okay.
No team, no shade.
I don't want your apology.
For the Love, visual EP. Make sure you guys check it out. It's about 8 minutes long, and it's real cute, okay? Did you really write that song in 5 minutes?
No. I wish. No. It took a couple hours, but no.
But did you write the hook in 5 minutes?
Oh,
you wrote
that part in 5 minutes? For sure.
So that counts.
That came in five seconds.
Right. I'm like, I know exactly who I want to write.
I love it. Okay, so Chloe, where can everyone follow you and keep in touch?
Okay, so I'm most active on like Instagram, Twitter, but I also have a Facebook page and my website, of course. Everything is at CHLO Subia, SUB like boy IA. You can find me on any of that, and also www.closubia.com.
Boom. And then the video will be dropping this weekend.
Yes. So the single is going to be on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, everything this Friday. And then on Sunday, the video will be releasing. So
love it. Kevion, one more time, where can everyone follow you?
It's also a live stream, too.
Oh, so. Really?
Hey. Yeah, we'll be live streaming it, so tune into that as well.
You can find me on iTunes, everything. Kevion, I have a website, www.kevion.com. That is K-E-V-I-Y-O-N. Kevion.
I feel like there needs to be a Kevion Chloe turn up song together. Like, I just see something.
I'll be down. I mean, you know. We can make some good music.
I just want to, you know, always. I'm a troublemaker. I'm just going to put it on out there.
He's like, so, 2017.
Right? We got 5 minutes.
Go ahead. That's funny.
You already know, though. You can follow me everywhere at Mr. Carter. And do me a favor and click the link in my Instagram bio and subscribe to my YouTube channel, please.
Boom. That's right, y'all. Make sure you guys also hit us up at BHL Online and BHL The Beat across all social media platforms. You can hit me up at DJ Jesse J. And if you have a video or your friend has a video that you want to have on the show, hit us up at BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. That's BHLTheBeat@gmail.com. Even if you just find some cool stuff, because some of y'all have been sending some really cool videos. You know, you just find it. You don't even need to know the person. Just send it to us. You know what I'm saying? Till next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.